Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. This is Chris at New Growth. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you, Chris?
Doing well. Do you have a second?
Sure. Yeah, I think this is the first time I've actually talked to you on the phone. It's nice to meet you.
No, absolutely. Absolutely the same. So I was looking over the TLO. Let's see.
Our proposal?
Yeah. The overages are actually a better deal, but it looks like the searches are a little pricier if they're just the individual pools.
Yeah, the way that they kind of explained it to me is that within one search, there would be multiple transactions just because you start with the initial search by entering the business name and then the PG's name, one or the other.
Right.
And then from there, we would want to run the comprehensive report. That's what we've been doing this week with the trial, and we found that, like, the most valuable content is within that comprehensive report that shows all the judgments and liens, UCC filings. But that second step is going to be an additional transaction, if that makes sense.
Right. So when I say 125 monthly, that includes the comprehensive?
Correct.
Okay, then that's actually a really good deal then, because those reports alone are $10 if you're not under any type of
that's what he was saying or at least the account executive was saying.
Right. So I mean, looking at it, it's about $4 for the initial and then the comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it'd be $11 report, and I was just doing the math on the 125. I mean, it's about $4 for the comprehensive and the initial search if that's what they're going to give you guys. I mean, that's a great deal.
Okay.
What we found, you know, obviously we do a pool for personal as well as then the business.
Mm-hmm. Is this on every deal that you guys see?
Well, we do like the $1 pools.
Okay.
On the deals that we see.
Gotcha.
And so what I found, I don't, have you gone in and like tested it out yet? I guess you're
We're in the midst of our trial right now, and I think it expires this Friday. So that's why they sent over the proposal. So hopefully we can come to terms on something by Friday and continue our usage.
Yeah, and that's what. So when we do it, what I found to be kind of the most effective is I pulled the dollar report for business. You know, business. The dollar report's pretty sufficient unless you want to go in and do a UCC pool.
Okay.
And then we do the personal search, and you know, it kind of gives you like a snapshot. It says, and you probably notice it'll say, you know, liens, bankruptcies, judgments, or something like that. And it'll tell you 8, or last one 2014, or last one 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we decide, okay, you know, this doesn't have anything worth pulling the full report on. So
okay.
We kind of done like a hodgepodge of it. So if we see something, we pull the $1 report. I usually don't pull a $10 unless,
right,
like, it just looks like a disaster. you know, like, it's, you can kind of see a snapshot of whether you need to dig in deeper or not.
Sure.
But,
yeah, that's
but
a good way to.
Pricing looks great, but, it, you know, we found, like, using the $1 and then saying, okay, from there, do we want to pull criminal? Do we want to just run the liens for $1? Do we want to just run the bankruptcies for $1, depending on what that initial gave us?
Oh, okay. So you're saying that you can run a particular section of the report for further detail rather than the whole thing?
Right. So if you have one of, I we export a PDF, all of ours, because they
export
after. Like,
I do that as well.
You'll see like a blue hyperlink outside, like the liens or judgments, and you can click on those and it'll run like a dollar report for liens. You know, if you want to dig in deeper to like what their liens were.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, that's definitely a great deal because it comes out to 425 transactions, like $4 a piece, when it's really going to be about 11 if you're running. And then the 80 cents is better than what we were quoted on overages. They quoted us about 90 cents on that. So.
Oh, wow.
That was
okay.
That was at about 100, He basically said it scales, but it would only be a 10% discount for us. So that's why we didn't like jump on doing that, because it's kind of, we're seeing what our volume, true volume is before we go back to them. But
sure, that makes sense. And
but yeah, I mean that's kind of how, because you can build it however you want. You can say, all right, for business we want, you know, we want to run the generic business report. It kind of gives you essentially a snapshot of the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, okay, I want to run UCC, so that's another dollar. So that's $2 worth of reports.
Sure.
And then instead of running the personal comprehensive, you can run the $1 generic, see if you need to run liens, bankruptcies, judgments, and then you can run criminal. And that's $2 worth of reports there.
Okay.
So it's just about volume. I mean, this makes sense on like a volume standpoint if you have people pulling it that are not going to exercise the best judgment, and that could drive your costs up really fast, you know, if they're going to say, okay, this makes sense or this doesn't make sense, or if you're saying, look, we just want the comprehensive because that's just the easiest way to do it, then this is great. But
okay,
we've kind of done a little bit of a mix of, like, you know, and it's not just to cut costs, it doesn't make sense to have 60 pages worth of stuff if you've got the snapshot and it doesn't give you any indicators. So
sure. Yeah, I was how long have you guys been using TLO now?
Since May.
Okay.
So it's great. I mean, it's great. It helps. It helps sometimes identify, you know, second owners or just issues. I mean, but those, you can get those from the dollar reports too.
Mm-hmm.
From business search and stuff like that. So, but yeah, that's kind of how I've used it. Just kind of like said, okay, you know, I could come up with a system that runs essentially $3 worth of reports.
Versus $11.
Versus, yeah, you know, paying the full amount for the comprehensive. Because the comprehensive is great if you want to know property owned, what cars are registered to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just about identifying in that bulky report, like, what is important to you.
Exactly.
So you guys might use it differently than we do, but that's kind of what we've kind of developed, is that the criminal searches, because we can't see that on the basic search, and then as needed for liens, judgments, any of that, UCC filings and stuff like that. So
okay, awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I know that really doesn't help. I mean, that's a great deal if you're running comprehensive reports, and so
yeah,
the overages. Those are great. That's a great, 80 cents is a great, you know, great number on that, because they were quoting us at 90. So that's why
we're
kind of jumping all over it, because it wasn't that much savings.
I see. And what's your guys' volume like as far as how many searches you guys would do, like in a given week or a given month? Do you have an idea of what that number might be?
Let me see. You know what? I'm looking at, because it all goes through Dan's email when they send him the invoice one, so he just forwarded me the May one. So I'll have to see if I can jump online.
And are you the only user who's doing the TLO searches, or is there another person on the team?
Yeah, there. I have a few of our guys that are familiar with running it, so we can run it at, you know, we can run it. We've run it at various times. We started running it up front.
Now,
used to we say, okay, well, when the contracts come back. But then, you know, we would find stuff that would, it's like too late in the process, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've adjusted that to kind of upfront, you know, basic search for that. And then if it reveals something that we look like, we do just another $1, $2 report. So
okay,
we've kind of done mix and match. But what I'll do is I'll log in, see if I can't find, because Dan might only have, he's the admin on the account, so he might only have
the numbers,
the invoice. But
okay,
if not, I can always get with him and get that information. But we're running
okay,
across submissions now, so I could. I mean, it's a large volume, so.
Oh yeah,
but
I'm sure.
Like I said, it's however you guys want to use it. But those are that's definitely a great pricing compared to what we have. But we've also started using it a little differently than what I guess
okay,
the traditional one was. So.
Yeah, I understand. I think like our initial thought was we would probably use TLO for all of our syndication decisions, just because it can provide so much more background than, you know, our current resources, which is just Experian.
Right.
As far as using it on every deal, I don't really see us doing that, maybe not for a while. Just starting right, with like the pool of clients that are eligible for syndication, and then we'll move from there.
Right, and that's why, I mean, we've taken the wait and see approach, because it's there's no sense in signing up for $500 in charges a month guaranteed. Mm-hmm. You're not running that volume.
Exactly.
So that's why we didn't sign up for like the service plan, I guess. We're waiting to see check out our volume, and then also we've kind of come up with another system to where it's not $10 reports.
Sure.
Smaller $1 reports that are giving us the relevant information. So
did you guys go like month to month then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, like I said, I'll get an invoice because I can tell you with our new volume.
Okay.
I'll try and track one down.
Sure.
But, you know.
And no rush either. Like, I know this is the last day of the month, so things might be a little hectic.
I want to help you guys out because any way we can. So, but I'll take a look at that and let you know. But it looks like great pricing as far as overages. It's just a matter of how you guys are going to use it. And it's great pricing as far as, you know, $4 for the comprehensive for 125 pools is great. But what kind of car are they own really going to, you know,
yeah,
like whether you're going to syndicate or not, you know?
Exactly.
Like criminal, liens, bankruptcies, stuff like that, like you could probably get a good feel for far less than a $10 comprehensive or, you know, report.
Sure. So. Okay. Well, that's really insightful. Thank you for calling me and explaining all of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, while you've got the free one, I wish I would have done this more. Just play around with all the different reports, you know? Like, here's a comprehensive. Here's what it gives me. So let me, if I click on this hyperlink, you know, inside the, like if you run just a basic one, it'll give you the hyperlink for liens. It'll give you the hyperlink beside it for judgments, whatever.
Okay.
You know, that's what I wish I would have done is, like, said, okay, here's the full one. Let me just click around and see what I can, if I can create a cheaper version of the full one, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, that's more direct to our, like, what we're focusing on.
Yeah, actually,
No one wants to scroll through 60 pages of they've owned this house, you know, 20 years ago.
Exactly. It's, like, very robust, but at the same time, it's not all necessary information, at least for our purposes.
Right. Like a more, you know, running, if you can do like 3 or 4 clicks and have, you know, 10 pages of more focused information, then that's more valuable. Especially if your, you know, volume increases, you're trying to, you know, ramp up your syndication. Who wants to have 60-page documents on, you know, what? They have 4 cars, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I would do before it expires is just go in and... say, is this necessary? Here's what this report looks like separate. So I wish I would have done that. We were swamped and I didn't really know what I was doing with TLO at the time. So
yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, I've actually just logged in now and I'm going to play around with some of those ideas that you mentioned to me and see if we can get that to work in our favor as well.
Yeah. Cause like I said, some of the comprehensive is not going to have what you need. It might not be worth that amount. And plus, if you don't know your true volume, no sense in signing up for, you know, 75 a month for a year or whatever the terms they are, you know?
Sure.
So, but yeah, if you have any questions, let me know. And I'll probably tomorrow or Friday, I'll try and track down our most recent. I'm assuming August will come out soon invoice wise. So that'll give
us
a good indicator for us.
As far as billing goes, do you guys have to put a credit card on file so that they charge you automatically every month? Or is it like a manual payment that you guys remit?
I mean, I don't actually have anything to do with that, but I mean, it would be to me. I always like to auto debit everything. I was in accounting, for corporate accounting, for a while.
For sure.
I always like to auto debit anything.
That's the convenience of, yeah.
So, but I mean, they're not huge expenses. I think we'd probably pay more for Experian. TransUnion, but. Like I said, I'll take a look because we've done a lot more volume as far as, you know, submissions and stuff like that this month than we ever have. So
for sure.
So I'll have a good indicator for you and get back to you probably later in the week, if not early next week. But if you haven't heard from me, just ping me. You know, if they say, hey, I need a decision, say, if you have any questions, just email me, call me, and I'll answer whatever I can for you. Okay.
Sounds good. And if you don't mind, can I ask really quickly, where does Experian like fall into place with your guys's underwriting process? So you guys have TransUnion, and I'm assuming Experian consumer and business.
See, I haven't really done a lot of Experian business pools. We do use consumer, obviously. Experian is one of the upfront ones because obviously if their FICO is disastrous, you know, that's gonna stop right there before you even have to get, you know, before you even get into anything else.
Gotcha.
So,
So
you
you
know,
start with Experian.
yeah, I mean, TLO would be more of like it would be a supplement to like
Gotcha. It's kind of like
existing.
if the deal warrants that kind of research, then you move on
Right.
and take a look at things more in
Right.
depth. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of work through, you know, the app, where they're in business, where they're, you know, and we work through it, and then it would be, you know, credit, then TLO. Does TLO return, you know, a history of fraud or money laundering or, you know, whatever it might be. So it's kind of like if they have a sub 500 FICO, I don't even need to pull a TLO.
Gotcha.
You know, so that's kind of how we do it. But we're also always tweaking just to see if we can make it a quicker, more effective process. But we don't do a lot of Experian business just because we do use, like, you know, we use TLO and stuff for the business aspect as well, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time and just talking me through everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Definitely use this free period because it gets quite pricey once the free period is done, and if you're trying to click through, you know, the comprehensive report, so.
sure, definitely. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and let Dean know that you took a look at the pricing. You felt like it was pretty competitive with the
Yeah, your
overage
overage
charges.
is really nice. Ours was 90 cents, and
Okay.
ours was 90 cents and a 10% discount on the comprehensive, so $9. So that's definitely it's definitely a great competitive price. It's just a matter of, are you guys gonna be doing that much volume, and do you really need the full comprehensive reports every single time, you know?
Okay.
I mean, that's what how I looked at it. So
Sure.
whatever you guys are comfortable with, but that's how I looked at it, is like, I don't need the full reports every single time. I can just pick and choose and
Okay.
probably get away with $3 versus, you know, $5 a report.
Sure. Okay, well, I'm gonna play around with it some more today. Our trial expires on Friday, like I said, so I'm gonna try and make the most of this.
Definitely do that. So, all right, Amy, well, if you have any questions, feel free to let me know. And like I said, if you don't hear from me, and you know, you have, just email me, say, hey, do you have a second? I got a few more questions about TLO. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
Thank you,
thank you.
Chris. Take
No
care.
problem.
Bye-bye.